All right. So, dear our people,
we are complete.
Welcome to another loving episode of Awakening to Your Freedom, because our freedom matters. This is Mahatma Starseed.
And set a whole lot mind. Set your mind, body, and soul is intertwined with our people. Like, who's our people, though? Like, did we say who the our people
yes,
was?
Yes, we'll keep repeating it. Our people is our moms, our family, our politicians, our community members,
our tribe. Our co-workers, our business partners, that no matter what their race or color is, like, we, our freedom matters in the midst of being to have freedom of speech with y'all, to have freedom of to share our ideas, to dress how we want to dress.
Freedom of dialogue.
Freedom of addiction and vices that we have. You can't choose what vice I have. Mm-hmm. No. So, dear our people, these are messages on Mahatma Starseeds and set a whole lot mindsets, perspectives. So we hope y'all enjoy.
Yes.
Because we definitely gonna enjoy.
Yes. And this is taking place during our demystifying awareness tour, which we have just kicked off. We will be moving state to state for the next several months to really help empower like-minded individuals into seeing how to truly set the standard.
Oh, yeah. Like, shout out to all my metas or X-Men. Metahumans are the beings that are tapping into their emotional bodies, their etherical bodies, which is the spiritual, and their mental bodies. Because everyone here on Earth sees the physical bodies. But the demystifying of the awareness has a lot to do with those non-physical bodies that a lot of either science or religion has taken credit for. So we're here to show people that the credit is always inside of you.
Yes.
The ability to pay attention to your body, to overcome disease, to overcome, to even go from surviving to thriving, to getting jobs, to even attracting that beautiful lover or partner in your life, it has to start on the inside.
Yes, yes. And the biggest thing that we need to understand is that we cannot keep putting each other down and telling each other that our logic doesn't make sense. And we need to be willing to, if we feel taken to question someone's knowledge, then we need to feel welcoming to understanding where that knowledge is coming from before we can make a true judgment.
Big facts.
Right?
Nah.
So considering your prejudgment is only a prejudgment.
It's a prequel.
Yeah, it's not.
Pre-trial.
Yeah, it's still something that, like, evolves and we need to let go of our old standards. And once we identify our old standards, we need to ask ourselves, why are we prejudging this situation? Because old standards is prejudging.
Big facts. Like, big facts. Like, and this is the thing, because you're basing it off of your set of experiences, your thoughts, your emotions, that, like, bringing it back to the bodies, right? Like, the mental body is where our thoughts is and where our daydreams and the stories go. But our emotional body is automatically triggered by people coming into our field. They don't even have to say anything. But if they do say something, it triggers our emotional body, and we go into either fight or flight. Mm-hmm. And then you said the other one is rest and recharge, right?
Rest and recharge.
Rest and recharge.
Yeah, that
but
works.
In the midst of that, what was the other one, though? Rest and relax. All right, rest and relax or rest and recharge. Because in the midst of you getting engaged, we were talking about anxiety today with Rosemary, and she was just like I get anxious. Which, when people say that, they say it in like a negative term. No, it's just your body, your energy body, your higher self is letting you know, like, there's some unbalance in the air.
Like right now.
Like right now, there's some unbalance. So in the midst of that, you have to breathe and calm down and then process the mental body. The mental body is with the thoughts and shit. So, like, that concept is not talked about.
Yeah. So you speak about bodies. So before you go into the mental concept of the body, we can take this moment to identify that we're multidimensional beings.
Big
and
facts.
What multidimensional beings mean is that we're experiencing this current now moment in multiple bodies, multiple dimensions, multiple frequencies, but all right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the frequency of this material body is what we can physically see. And then there's the mental body, and then there's the energy body. These are the non-physical aspects of ourselves.
Big facts. Nah, and I you asked me the question the other day. It was like, are you really multi-dimensional? Yeah. I love it. And then when we're able to communicate and get an understanding of our experiences, I'm bringing it back to that emotional bodies and the mental bodies and having the thought process, because we have experiences from childhood that we're always recording. What's going on, bro?
Yeah.
We have experiences from childhood that we're always recording, that's embedded into our cells, that's embedded mm-hmm. into this physical body. Everything that's in the physical body, our cells is in the physical body, our blood is in the physical body, like our brain is, our hearts, even our chakras are in this physical mm-hmm. body. So everything is intertwined.
Yeah.
And
so this is why body image is important.
Big facts. Yo, and I agree
just
with that.
Just by the way, I'm a body image coach.
Yes, you are. and that's a dope thing about it. That's why having me as a mindset coach, like I add to the body image, because you have to see yourself small before you become small.
Yeah.
You have to see in your head, you have to not be a fat person. Like, you have to be that imaginative, super cut up. That, like, you see how I fluctuate weight?
No, I don't see how you fluctuate weight.
Whoa, even like, I've gained weight since you've been around. I didn't gain no weight.
On the rib over there?
Yeah, that rib over there. Them hoes over there. Yeah, I've gained weight.
You filled in.
There you go. Absolutely.
You filled in.
How I filled in is not because I have this special regimen of food, a diet that I follow. I intermittent and fast. So I eat 1 to maybe 2.5 times a day. Never really 3 times a day.
Yeah, I stopped eating 3 times a day a while ago.
But like, our bodies are programmed to eat 3 times a day, so that the convenience of having a breakfast and a lunch and a dinner can be sold. Like,
that was sold because of the convenience of the modern day work style.
Absolutely.
Right. So I feel this is what was coming to the realization, to where we're triggering a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking about so many things.
Facts.
That none of these things they've been able to identify with. So it's like, we got to stop and speak about these. Okay, so when we're considering what we're triggering people about, we have to take a moment to identify what it is that we're experiencing. So since we feel comfortable speaking about our multi-dimensional experience that we're having, we speak about all of the levels. And I feel like that's where all of the triggers come in for our viewers, and they don't know which part of this perspective they need to respond to. And society has allowed us to see that we only need to identify with one aspect of one of the parts. It's either we've been okay, like we have the free will to identify with just our body, just our mind, or just our soul. Right? Because mm-hmm. people that are religious, they just identify with their soul.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Right? People that are very mental in their head, they identify with the material world mm-hmm. very well, right? And people that are all about their body,
we're considering what we're triggering people about.
When people are all about their body, they're considering their physical body, because that's all we've been taught about.
Facts.
And so if they do that, they do it very well.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, in order for you to become balanced, in order for you to actually feel the fulfillment, is to become in alignment with one's experience.
Alignment is the assignment.
Yeah.
Back in day. And that's huge, because like, one of the things that I've identified with our healing partnership, you tell me a lot, like, stop personalizing it and identify with the situation. Like, pay attention to the situation. And that has really allowed me to utilize my judgments and preconceived judgments, mm-hmm. because I am a judge. I'm a pure judge. We are. That's what I'm here. Like, I'm not afraid to say that shit. Mm-hmm. As a light and shadow worker, coming into a situation with preconceived judgments, you project it. But if you can sit back and observe and detach your personal self from taking it personally, or your emotional body that maybe needs some healing and that might be triggered by this person's story, and just pay attention to the situation, it's easier for you to observe instead of absorb. Like, I share that shit with people all the time, but I don't always know. I didn't know how to do that until we start identifying with the situation.
Yeah, and stop rejecting.
Big fact. Yo, I reject shit because, when Hector gave me the haircut, I'm going to always utilize this. This is going to be a part of my life.
That's how Hector worked his way into the tour.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that's business, though. So it's like, sometimes if I don't want you to come in the door, I'm going to reject the shit. Mm-hmm. Like, because, like, some people create a muscle memory of just accepting shit because the universe told you to accept it. I'm good on that. I did that already. I'm in this stage where I'm fine-tuning my algorithm. Mm-hmm. I'm fine-tuning my bodies because I use more than one body now. I'm a whole man, as the children say. You a whole woman. Yeah. So we are the awakened man and the awakened woman. Mm-hmm. And that is the ultimate goal when we coming around people. And they're like, just like when we had with Tembe, a lot of our people that are older than us, mm-hmm. they think they could talk to us a certain way because their number in ages here is older. No, Bakate
all the way.
Bakate. So now what I've learned and I've identified when our elders are having those, we trigger them in those moments, like, we have to lighten the mood, but we also have to give them some real truth.
Yeah, and that's how we start to learn to identify with our past lives. And that's why it gets so deep. And we just need to, our people need to just help themselves go slowly and understand that the waters are very deep. But you slowly scale into this deepness,
mm-hmm.
so that you can become more responsive. Because when you identify with past lives, you start to realize that these souls have been cycling with you, and they've been funneling in your experience. That's what NDNA show, I don't know what the name of that was, but it was all about near-death experiences.
Uh-huh.
And they figured out how to tap in to jump timelines.
Yeah, that shit is super lit. What is that?
So
what show is that?
I can't remember the name of it.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. It's on Netflix.
Yo, Netflix is the best training system in the world.
For real. And so if they jump into another live stream, they jumped in with a group, and they don't necessarily jump in as the same people, but they still jump into where they're significant in their lives.
That's lit. That's super lit. Like, my brother and I was having a conversation about, he was like, yo, what if we did this life before?
So that's what we're doing now.
Yes.
That's the multidimensional aspect of our abilities, is that we're able to quantum leap.
Big
and
fact.
Change our experience. These people can still be there. They're just going to play different roles in your life.
Big facts. And the ability to close chambers and add to their story or their way of living has been, you can't change anyone from the outside. So being able to be the change in their life by aligning yourself and just being calm and aligned around them allows you to have the best suggestions, the best things that your body can automatically do. My goal is to operate from a subconscious place where my programming is suitable. That's why I told you the algorithm that I'm working on now. It's 10-10, by the way. Let's take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
Like, even right there, every time we see the portals on the digital devices, the portals of 10-10 or 11-11.
Synchronistic moments.
We take the time to observe those moments, and we breathe intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates an algorithm and a habit that's conducive to elevating. It's conducive to becoming awakened, conducive to aligning.
To continuously staying awake.
Like, actually, today's purpose of this call was to talk to people about their bodies, but how meditation and being excited about your energies and not knowing how to calibrate your energies and going around other people and throwing up on them. Throwing up on him is...
Yeah, like, that's what Desmond did to us.
Yeah, he threw up on us. Like, everybody do that shit, bro. No, Tembe did it too, but he did it in a...
Their own way.
In their own way. His may be articulated a little bit. I used to throw up on people. My goal is... Like,
My kids used to throw up on people.
No, they still do. They didn't used to.
No, like, they used to really regurgitate.
Yeah, like. But they still throw up when they want to. Why'd you bite me? I just got bit by something. That's what I said. He said, universe said, you want to be part of us. And
that's why we throw up on you.
Yeah, here we go. But in the midst of that, like, that's why I get into the point where we are calibrating and balanced. And when we're going out and when we're activated and triggered, we don't just throw up on people.
Yeah, we have to accept our multidimensional experience. Which is super dope. This is super dope. This is dope information. I definitely can see how people are going to love this once they fully know how to jump into the way of experiencing it. And the best thing that we can say is to really lean into meditation to where it's something that you do daily. Whether it's 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes. 20 minutes, whatever it is, whatever you call meditation. For me, meditation was cooking for me.
Meditation was cooking?
Yeah, like by myself. Uh-huh. Making my food, picking the right energetic foods for myself that are going to make me feel vibrant. And being at peace, that knowing that all of these ingredients were intentionally purchased for the betterment of my experience. So I'm saying all of these things to myself as I'm cooking.
Big facts. Yeah, you see how you're using your imagination, you are using your senses, the sensations, and you're present in the now moment. You can't cook while your mind is in something else. When you do that, what happens to the food?
It should get burned.
You get fucked up. Bacadé.
Nobody wants to eat that.
But that's what meditation is about. It's about getting to a place where you're in this now moment. And if you can intentionally add breath, that's why with children, they play video games. That's a form of meditation. Riding a bike, that's a form of meditation. It's just being effective and intentional with the meditation. Yeah, I just tagged you in the post.
Cool. Why don't you be intentional and you just jump on a live on IG since they, you know, they watching us. Ah. They need this enlightenment as well so they can understand that we're about to...
Because I thought we scheduled it.
We're posting. We got to learn how to just not be scheduled. When we learn to be consistent... It feels more comfortable to do the randoms.
Facts. I love randoms.
That way we double up. Nipsey Hussle. Yeah. Double up. Only way around the shit. Double up. Well, we doubled up.
We did.
That's what the twin flame is about. Flame.
Flame on.
I'm gonna live forever.
Ever, ever, and ever, ever. You wanna understand that this... Mission and vision is so clear. The plan is to overcome fear. That false evidence appearing real. That shit gotta get up out. My emotional feel, etherical feel. My physicality is tuned into a multidimensionality. Ja, you see how she picked up the stream of thought, you see? Cause then, ooh, now you see it and now you don't. Dear our people, don't choke. Our freedom matters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stop freaking out. Let go of the anxiety. Anxiety, so since we've already been speaking about multidimensional understandings, we've gone live on IG. We'll take this moment to shout out our IG account is Mahatma Starseed, Mahatma _ Starseed, and that's Mahatma _ Starseed. I am on IG as well as my business name is Elite Motivation 411. That's where you find out all of my fun ways of providing you insightful coaching. I am definitely spiritual bound with my intentionality. So if you're looking for a peaceful coach to have a part of your team, check me out.
Definitely. She's the dopest coach. One of the dopest coaches in the land. Like, I'm a very arrogant prophet, right? I'm very, very arrogant and cocky in our ability to lay hands and use our powers and abilities. I don't take much advice from humans. I haven't had to. So if I do decide to be coached or mentored by someone on this earth plane, they have to be able to provide us with adequate a learning. And in this time that we've held each other accountable, it's been fucking phenomenal what she's able to do with her abilities and powers. Everyone out here has abilities and powers, but you've already put them into a business model. You've already been living this life. Now it's just bringing it to the forefront. Yeah, so that's why I'm excited about doing this. That's why even you pushing me to go live, I'm like, I do lives all the time, my nigga. Like, I'm live Facebook, 300 videos, gang, nigga. But you don't, how many Instagram lives do you have?
Right,
10. So it's not about what you do, it's about what you don't do.
Yes.
Ooh. And in that, how is somebody holding space with you to do that? So just diving back into the meditation and the multidimensionality, meditation is important. Look at that beautiful dog. Hey, beautiful dog. Hey, great day to you. Look at the beautiful dog.
Yes. So meditation is where you meet all of the aspects of your bodies.
Yes, like that.
In one room.
Because they're all here in the now. Mm-hmm. Like, all of our ancestors, all of the spirit guides, all of the spirit animals, all of the elementals, they're all here now.
Yeah.
So when you meditate, you become still in the here now moments.
Yes, yes. That's why it's important to identify with all of your multiple bodies, because then they're no longer shadows to you. They don't have hoods on their face anymore.
They're not KKKs.
Yes, and now they're a part of the experience.
KK and, Mary.
And you're letting them be able to listen and speak their part. And I think that's why people keep saying to us to listen, and they're not intentionally speaking to your conscious body. They're speaking to another part of your body.
Oh, yeah. And that's why I listen to people with all my energy bodies. Like, I'm listening to what they're saying and what they're not saying. I wanted to grow up and be a lawyer, right? You know why I wanted to be a lawyer? Because I wanted to judge people and prove them wrong. And then also be able to help people with my powers of proving them wrong. We know we have our abilities at a very early age. So meditation allows you to get to that place where you're not absorbing people's communication. But you can observe their communication and energy exchange. And in the midst of that observation, you can deliver a message that is efficient and adequate to the now moment.
Yeah. And state what you want and not what you don't want.
Very much so. Like, yo, it's so easy for people to criticize themselves, right? And then, like, it's so easy for light workers to talk about how amazingly loving everything is. Now, I ask people, like, give me 5 things that you're great at. Like, 5 things that you're great at.
Yeah. You know what? That gives me an idea, since I'm going to listen and take heed to what people are saying to me as far as how I am articulating my sound on Facebook. And because I don't want to trigger people in such a manner to where they feel like I'm being arrogant. So I'm just
I'm here to be arrogant. Well, I've been humble for a while.
We can still be arrogant.
No, it's cool. You don't have to be that.
You can still be arrogant, but learning how to share it and articulate it to where it's not offensive.
Yeah. So
I'm going to speak of what I do want. I'm going to just start telling people what I do want to hear and not say, why don't y'all pay attention to this mask and why don't y'all know about your rights?
There you go. I'm glad you came to that epiphany, because that's all we were saying with diving deep into your toxic ass post. Like, it's toxic just because the energy that it's going to trigger.
Yeah.
Not because
good. Now they're going to see different energy.
And that's where shadow work come into play. Mm-hmm. Knowing how to, and honestly, I share this because I didn't get to understand my shadow work and how to release cords from dense energies of trauma and shit until I checked myself into an institution, and meditation was all I had. So like, I'm glad that you got to that. Before we jumped on here to do this live with the intentionality, like, we raised our vibration. We're sitting in a dope ass park. It's a fucking Monday, and it's in the middle of the plague, the COVID part of the plague, and the social injustice part of the plague.
Right.
So we're about
to blast all this love and light.
No, we're blasting it now because
because
we are. This is the thing. The more you start to meditate and become aware of the other bodies, you start to get around other people that's on their own shit, and they can strike. Mm-hmm.
10,000. They say one can strike 1,000, two can strike 10,000. And with social media, that 10,000 can be 10 million easily. Yeah.
And while you're listening to this, take a moment and share this video.
There you go. Share this podcast.
This audio, this podcast. However you're listening to this, share this, because more people need to identify with their multiple bodies, their multiple dimensional experience that they're experiencing, because this is really going to bring a totality of happiness to you.
Big facts. Big facts. So it's like,
do you want to be happy?
I just want to be happy. Like, but sometimes I just want to be right. And in those moments where I want to be right or happy, those are not in the same vibrational set point when you're talking to somebody that has their own opinion.
Perfect. Let's just be right now.
Just be right now. Let's just be. Hey, what's going on, Sheridana? Look, we're still coming back down that way. So because we didn't align yesterday, it's been a lot of interesting things since this new year kicked off. We definitely would love to sit back and connect with you.
We're going to still push through that.
18-18. Oh, yeah. We're definitely pushing through.
Yeah. Because you are phenomenal. I love her energy.
Yo, and
maybe I'm too excited about it. I got to refrain myself.
No. It's not that. Well, it could be.
I don't want to throw up on her.
It's the calibration. But the thing about when we get across... when we come across tribe, right? When we throw up on them, they like it, and then they throw up back on us. So that's how projects are created. That goes far with the circuit breakers. If I throw up on you and I don't break your circuits, that's what Trinity said. She said I made her brain break a couple times. I was like, good, you're still here. Because, like, right? it could have broke and you could have not be here.
Yeah.
But, like, this is the level and understanding that I'm on. So, even with, like, I've had dope ass, like, me and Sheridana have been building our rapport for over 3.5-4 years. So I told her a couple times, like, her energy is definitely intimidating from time to time, because she's a very strong divine feminine that is healing and balancing her. I want you to know, Sheridana, you're getting official. You're one of the official guests that we're talking about on Dear Our People, because yes. You're definitely Dear Our People.
Yes, we would love to have her on our Dear Our People interview.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sheridana has a podcast as well. Definitely let us know what my phone definitely needs to align. I got too much memory and stuff on it. Crazy shit happening. Put your podcast in here. We'll definitely give it a shout out.
Yes.
But yes, to recap this post, I'm glad that you've meditated, like, and that you've seen other forms of cooking and creating as forms of meditation. And now, question, what suggestion would you have for someone that said, I tried to meditate, but I can't?
If you tried to meditate and you can't, you're either trying to meditate for too long, or you're just being too hard on yourself, and you need to allow repetition to set in. We are individuals that have to do things repetitively, just like we have to speak to our partners repetitively, our children repetitively. We have to speak to ourselves repetitively. What do you think? You're special here? You don't have to speak to yourself more than once?
No, I speak to myself every day. I said I love myself.
Do you really?
Yep. That's one of the first things that I tell people. I ask them, in part of my discovery session, I ask them, like, how often do you tell yourself you love yourself?
I look at my body when I get out of the shower. I be like, dang, girl, look at them thighs. Look at that stomach. Oh, shit, Nick. I got some boobies.
Boobies. Yo, and that's why, even with me, like, walking around with no shirt on, I just had the weight vest on yesterday and my body poking out. That shit feel good to be in your skin and talk to your cells, your DNA. That's why I say I love myself, my CELLPH for the balance. So it's great that you spend that time loving on yourself and talking to yourself. But that's a great fucking suggestion for all those that are tuning into meditation and feeling like it's something that they can't do, or it's hard to do.
So go to YouTube and go to Elite Motivation 411, and I have some awesome YouTube meditation sounds. They're really short, a nice visual screen if you need something to look at. And also, you know, just go onto YouTube and search, you know, sound healing.
Facts.
Crystal bowl healing.
This fucking fly keeps biting me, bro.
Yeah, they want in.
Yeah, and they can't get in.
And to go further, get an accountability partner, because having someone to meditate makes it even easier.
Yo, come be a part of our threesome. Like, you're looking for a part of accountability partner, male, female, androgynous, and being whatever. Like, we are here to help you with shadow work, light work, and to pull your vision to this reality. That's what we're doing when we go and we network and we build with people. We have threesome masterminds. Most people's head automatically go in the gutter when you say threesomes, but there's a lot of sacred energy exchange that's happening. And in the midst of this, we want to be able to highlight people that are out there doing it. So Share Adonis podcast, check it out. It's Share Adonis Diary of a Fashionista. Also,
she's on YouTube as well, and she goes live on there.
Oh yeah, Share Adonis Diary of a I can honestly say, like, the coaching that I've given Share Adonis hasn't been the in-depth coaching that I've given a lot of people, but she's one of the individuals that has consistently took what I've told her to do and do it.
Yes, and that's what it is.
That's what matters.
Results. If you want consistent results,
what up, cuz?
You got to consistently listen to empowered advice, not just any advice.
Empowered advice.
It's
different. It's different between, yo, and we're back up here in the Northeast, bro. So we definitely be in Delaware to spend some hours, if not a half a day. But I definitely want to sit with you and the fam and just spend those empowered moments, having meditation. Like, we haven't meditated together. So, like, when I say those threesomes, when we can have a fivesome and a sixsome and a twelvesome, like, them shits, we can really build and raise the vibration.
Multiple
and
triangles.
And really bring our ancestors into the room and allow them to deliver streams of thoughts to us.
That was big
right there. That's huge, because that's what we can tell people. Like, I'm telling you to talk about the ancestors more, and the ancestors, like, nigga, just talk about the ancestors more.
Yeah.
Like, in that conversation, like, that's why I did that with Rosemary last night.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how her papa came up and was like, what up?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking to heal some generational curse, if you're looking to support the mission, lastly, and dear our people, we're having a fundraiser for our RV that we're looking to have. We're up to $240 some dollars or $230 some dollars. We're looking to go take this RV across to the West Coast. Great day to you.
Yes.
I salute you, bro.
Pushing around this demystifying awareness tour.
Yep, raising awareness, raising the vibrations, and holding space in a faith place while these plagues pass over.
And helping us articulate our experience.
Big facts.
We are definitely helping others articulate their experience.
So just to quickly recap, like, once you get triggered and activated, find an accountability partner that you can throw up on that won't get their circuits blown. But if they are blowing their circuits, like, offer the opportunity to hold that space, that on that energy that you just transferred them, and give them an opportunity to give it back to you, or being able to communicate with them so they can let that shit go.
Yes,
that's huge. So
yes.
And meditation helps a lot. What you want to read that?
Sheridana says, "You are appreciated." She put a whole bunch of strong arms and crowns and the light and the plug with some clappy hands and the stars.
Yo, Litty. Me and her talked about her creating a book full
she
of
said,
just...
I gave you a shout out and mentioned you as a person who inspired me in the article that was written about me. Litty.
That means a lot. Heart splash.
Much love and light. Heart splash.
Yeah, that means a lot. Because, like I said, and that comes from just being in obedience and rocking in the vibrations. Like I told you, your coachings are your sessions with EM Healing and Elite Motivation is set up. I had to set my shit up, and then went away and then came back, but I never stopped coaching people to the best of my capacity. So we've actually, like, creating capacity for other future leaders, it takes a lot of groundwork, and you definitely need your squad and your team. So we're definitely, Sheridana, we'll be down there to hold some space, because shit is lit. Shit is definitely lit right now. I definitely, shout out to the article, shout out to the Diaries of a Fashionista, Sheridana's Diaries of a Fashionista, shout out to Dear Our People.
Yes. We'll be that podcast pretty soon.
Shout out to Stone.Fusion and Malachi Coaching for being one of the sponsors and partners in our Demystifying Awareness Tour.
Yes, definitely. So I'm hungry.
Look. Her feet, look. So when her says she hungry, look at her feet. Or her feet was doing anxious shit. Look, I'm learning to read her energy when she hungry or gotta go to the bathroom. And like, obviously, I'm not doing the best job of noticing it because I don't want to get off the podcast yet. But in the midst of that, like, we want to say love and light to y'all. Much blessings. We're gonna take an intentional deep breath in, yes. And we're gonna end out with an ohm. Yeah. So yes. See how intoning is something that I utilize to vibrate my body. Om is a very powerful tone. Ah is a very powerful tone. So we're going to breathe in for 6 seconds.
Straighten that spine up.
Yep. And we're going to hold it. We're going to hold it for 3 seconds. And we're going to breathe out for 6 seconds. And we're going to do that 2 times. All right? 2 to 3 times.
Yes.
And in that time, that's meditation.
Yes.
I want you to think about certain colors and vibrations. I want you to think about the shit you actually desire. And I want you to see all the things when you breathe out. I want you to see all the things that you don't desire just fucking dissipate and disappear. All right? Deep breath in. Y'all stay blessed, favorite.
Yes.
And shout out to Rochester Women's Line Magazine. Check it out. And look, all your dreams and desires are coming true. Know that shit.
Yes. Much love and light.
Dear our people, this interview with Will Royer, CEO and owner of 123 Agency, media and film production agency that also is an international production agency based out of Richmond, Virginia. It's run black owned by an amazing creator. He's also launching his educational program. Sit back and enjoy Dear Our People. This one of our people.
What's up?
It's 222. Let's take a breath. Yeah, we got Mr. Will Royer here, CEO. What's your new business venture now, bro?
So right now it's the 123 Agency. We're doing digital media for corporations, companies, individuals, whoever needs to express themselves digitally. That's mm-hmm. what we do.
So in the midst of that, that's beautiful because I watch you go from being a cameraman. I watch you being a part of student organizations with the Sean Powell.
Right.
Like I watched you work your way up working with nonprofit organizations and being a heavy imprint in the community, helping people tell their stories. So this is like your second or third media agency, right?
Yeah. So it's like I was started, then I was stopping, then I was started again. So it's pretty much the same thing from 2015.
Okay.
New name, same game.
Nah, but yeah, you're a new individual. You've been out of country. You
right.
have some international content.
Right.
And you are definitely on your spiritual move, bro. Like, I watched your videos from the 123 Agency, and they're your videos of, that's your seeds that you're giving. Mm-hmm. And I watch how people hang on to your words. That's a very, very powerful thing. Did you always have all of that through your media agency starting over?
Nah, that's new. I think that's where the purpose part gets integrated into it.
Mm-hmm.
I always knew that media was just like a medium. It's not, in itself, media isn't powerful. It's what you put into the media. It's
big
what
facts.
The message you're communicating. So when I first started doing videos, it was literally just to be able to promote myself as a person.
Gotcha.
So now I feel like it's just coming to fruition where instead of just being, I'm a cameraman, it's no, I want to tell your story. Or I want to tell my story. I want to communicate a message. What are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's the important part.
Right. You create films. Like, you create short films. And I look at them like nothing you do is simple on your cinematics. Like, I spent several years. Yo, I spent several years. Me and Mahatma Starseed, we both spent several years editing our own videos and going through that process. Social media allows us to go through editing process. Snapchat, Musical.ly, Instagram, they're all editing softwares for many clips of content. Right. Most people think they're messaging services or they're social media. No, they're tools for creators to be able to kind of create their own story.
Right.
Tell their story. So even I watch Instagram go from 15 seconds to 1 minute. Mm-hmm. Those are commercials.
Right.
Those are TV ads. Those mm-hmm. are clips of your music video.
Right.
And when creators started to understand that, the influencers started to come out.
Mm-hmm.
So like you were saying something. It's funny that we showed up here. You talk about divine timing. How divine has our timing been so far?
Eloquent.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like today, so literally my lease is up in about 30 days, right?
Yeah.
And you just spoke about going out the country. I'm really considering just making that move like now. So it's like I've really been thinking like, okay, what's next?
Oh yeah.
Everything's been lining up to where I have the ability to just go.
You definitely should, bro.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it. Yeah.
Bro, so what's stopping you? What's the thinking about and not knowing, like, yo, mindset, like, at my lease is up, I'll be here for like a week or two after, and I'm scheduled to be in this country. What's making you think about it?
Honestly, just waiting for a confirmation like this.
Job.
Like, a lot of times in life, I don't make decisions until it feels like the decision should be made. Right. I don't like to do it on my own. So, like, in spite of all the dope reasons to go, I'm like, all right, just talk to me. Like, universe, God, just tell me what I'm doing. And like, literally over the last few days, like it's been like four people that's reached out that I haven't heard from in a minute. And I'm like, all
right. You're like, God, talk to me. Yo, we direct line, my G, direct line.
Loud and clear. So yeah, it's like, stuff like this is what I was waiting for.
Big fact. So in the midst of that, like, we'll keep that definitely in the prayers in the forefront. But I want to share with you right now. I shared it with Vaughn downstairs, and I say it at least two or three times a day to creators. Anything created in this time, from a business to books, to bringing ideas to co-ops to nonprofits, anything created in 2020 is be a part of history.
Right.
Innovative.
It'd be something new because we're never going back to the way the world was.
Right.
So, and this would be the perfect time to start anew and set up your foundation in a different country where we're now in a global economy, a global world, a global medium. So you being in a different country, especially with all your connections here, this is me downloading, like sharing the positives of it.
Right.
Knowing that you will have to operate differently without the conveniences. Like that's why we're going on this tour. We don't wear masks where we go anywhere.
Okay.
Because that's our way of breaking the paradigm and system. One, we also have...
And listening to our bodies.
Our bodies. When I put the mask on, I get fucking dizzy and hot and I hyperventilate.
My body says no.
It's like you breathe and then you exhaust.
You're bringing it in. Yeah, exactly. It makes no sense. And the crazy thing about it, several years from now, people are going to be talking about the carbon monoxide poisoning, the respiratory shit. Because people that work jobs, they like, the only reason they're wearing the mask is because they have to.
Right.
It's the same thing with 9/11 when people got sick because the mask were supposed to help them and it didn't. With all the debris.
Right.
I should bring that shit.
Yeah, no, you can, bro, because we got that vibration. So I share with people that are on their mission or their dharma, their spiritual purpose. I just want to get around and be like, look, yo, we've been vibing. So in that midst of this vibe, how can we help you? Like, how can we raise the vibe? And you just share with it, like our confirmation, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, like, we both have podcasts that we're utilizing our platforms to be able to raise awareness. We're at war with our families, bro. The rape thing was me just sharing it with you because it might come out in your ear.
Right.
Because we're in the same network. And I'm totally open to have these conversations with people because I know my powers. I can glamour the fuck out of people and easily women. So most people don't know about that ability.
Right.
So I know about it. I utilize it and I can see when people are trying to do it.
Gotcha. It makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. But like even with our people as a culture, we are launching a podcast. This might go in the Dear Our People podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So we're launching a podcast. You ever heard Dear White People on Netflix? So we're going to do Dear Our People.
Okay.
Like because it's like our family, our friends, not just our black people, but our white
community.
People, our community. We're going to tell them like, yo, y'all coming at us because we're living our own shit.
Like, yo, we.
That shit comfortable, my bad.
Oh, it's all good, bro.
I feel like an interview standing up.
Hey. So in the last place we were, he was cool with standing up. He was like, not because he actually experienced a gunshot wound and he's healing from it.
Oh, God, Miguel.
Yeah, so him standing up on the countries. Yeah, yeah. The four agreements. That shit's lit. I actually did started doing audio on that.
I haven't started it yet. Somebody sent it to me.
He has a lot of healing decks as well.
Okay.
Like, I need to purchase one of those. He's calling me.
Big facts.
Take that one.
Oh, the book? You didn't finish it yet?
I haven't started it yet. But if you felt that, it's been sitting there for like months. So.
Really? Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
We'll make audio out of it so that you can still hear it and get the benefit of it. Like, our ability to intention, because I started the audio on it.
It's personal freedom. Our freedom matters.
That's the second part of Dear Our People. Yeah. Yo, our freedom matters.
I can actually read our freedom of speech,
our freedom to think. Even our freedom to give gifts. Like, that shit is big. Like, why are we so attached to the way things used to be?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's a very enlightening time to be around people that just understand their missions. Like, if you don't understand the mission, I want somebody to fall in love with my mission. Because if you fall in love with my mission, if you lose love for me, cool, you're still going to help the mission.
Yeah.
That's facts, bro. Like, the last girl I was talking to, woman, lady, whatever. It almost feels like people sometimes fall in love with like the idea of you.
Big facts. They do. They see that shit.
Yeah, but it's like when it comes down to like, do you really rock with who I am and what I do though? Like, are you just attached to me or are you trying to like work with me?
Both.
What's the material aspect of our programming is to, we were taught to look for the perfect picture. So when you say, are you interested in the idea of me? It's because they're still looking for the perfect picture.
Okay.
You know, and that's a clear indication because I experience that as well. Like, are you with me because of you like me or because you can see the potential me? Like, right. I need you to like me now.
Right, yeah.
I need you to like me now. And that's going into respecting your consciousness.
Big facts.
And learning how to identify and learning not to be split-minded because when you are conscious, you look like the right specimen because you are walking tall, you're confident, and that's what a female needs to be able to create a family. So for you to take it the next level up is to identify, you know, like, my consciousness is not my body. Like, I picked this body suit to express my consciousness in this reality.
Okay.
But my consciousness is more vast than my physical image.
Right.
And a lot of people aren't aware enough to know about the emotional body or the spiritual body, which encompasses a lot of the consciousness.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people fall in love with when we start to talk. And I only highlight and compliment shit that I genuinely adore, no matter if it's a guy or a woman.
Right.
Like, I told a rapper this yesterday. I was like, bro, you rap better than me, so that's why I always compliment your rapping, bro. Like, I aspire to be that.
Yeah.
So, and that's where the efficiency come into a relationship. Once you see it and identify it, now we have to get calm. The person that's more aware of the situation, because you're a film director and a photographer, you are able to see people's emotions. Now, identifying people's emotions, you still have to remain calm regardless of what shit they give you.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and then when you're able to observe instead of absorb their shit, even if their shit is like, yeah, I love the potential of you, but fuck you right now, my nigga.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you're not providing that potential right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the word I'm using for curse words, but that got a work in progress. So, like, it's dope that you even able to see that. But have you seen that in your professional partnerships as well? Or is that just something that's in your intimate partnerships?
What you do in one place, you do in all.
That's a good question. Probably both. Yeah. I think people, it's like branding. So, like, you know how people buy Nikes because it's Nike?
Facts.
Yeah.
I feel like at this point, people buy Will because it's Will. They don't really know, like, what it is, though.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure part of that is me. Well, most of it's
probably all of it's you, my nigga. Like, you are the brand manager of you. Right. Even if you have other brand managers.
Right.
And if you showcase that when people see it. Like, I always talked about your music and your film because I got to see you do that shit.
Right.
But I also talk about your philanthropy and your community work because I got to see you do that shit.
Right.
So it's like, if you are confident enough to share that with someone, like, then you're able to let them in. We as a culture and our people, we have a trust issue. Like, even case in point, yesterday we had coming out of the Airbnb, I'm sitting there like, yo, why the fuck are you with me? I'm going through self-sabotaging right in front of her. And like, she's watching me go through this moment, but we're doing a lot of energy a lot of fucking shadow work and light work in both families.
Okay.
So in the midst of that shit, for someone that's going through emotional trauma or mental health issues, any trigger can fucking put them in a dark place. So in my ability to articulate my dark moments to someone that say they care about me, and even if it includes them, like, I don't see your truth. I don't see why you here. What the fuck? But she said, Mahatma said something that was very profound. She was like, I chose to do this mission with you.
Mm. It wasn't even up to you.
No, like, I chose to do this mission with you, bro. Like, she's like, yo, I'm here in Virginia away from my children and my life. And my mom right now, my family think I'm going crazy. Like, but I chose to do this shit with you. And I looked in her eyes and I was like, bet. Let me meditate, my nigga. Let me breathe. Let me go outside and look at these trees. Yo, we had just finished our smoke because, like, I know I self-medicate off marijuana and meditation and sex all the time.
Okay.
Those are my sacred exchanges and creative energy flow. Right. Those are my vices.
Right.
And I'm aware of them. Most people are, in this day and time, they're not aware of their vices and they don't know how to communicate them.
Gotcha.
So when we fall into our dark moments, if you are unable to communicate the things that you know you need to be able to get out of it, even if from space or a hug or some weed or a hand job, like, yo, like, I need to be able to raise my vibe to get my mental state aligned so I can communicate.
Thanks.
So, like, bro, like, we've been going in, and I share with you the steps to even answer your question. When you went downstairs to answer the door for Von, I was like, yep, he gave me the pain point that he need. That's big because our line of work puts us in the position in the presence of a lot of divine females. And this is one of the biggest things that we all have to learn to do. And I'm in love with her mission, but I'm also in love with the divine masculine inside of her. And that she allows to come out.
Right.
And she is in tune in love with my divine feminine that I allow to come out in my hair, my creative expression, right, and my ability to communicate.
Right.
When we are able to learn to surrender to her masculine and she's able to surrender to my feminine and allow us to do certain things, then you have a flow.
That's big. Yeah. I just started thinking about that type of stuff like this year, really.
Yeah.
Like the fact that as a creative, a lot of my feminine does come out in my work.
Big facts.
And a lot of times I need that structure, but it's like, I can't say what I want.
What do you want?
Baka day what you don't want, especially in this triangle, bro, because what you don't want is definitely going to come more of that. And I'm be like, my bad, homie, you said it, though. Like, yo, I'm glad you didn't finish it. Let's talk about what you do want.
I felt weird saying I don't want.
Yes, thank you for feeling that weirdness.
I would say, I guess, in my experiences, it's just, like you said, both parties just accepting that they have the different sides and being open to, like, let them come out without feeling ashamed of it.
Absolutely.
Feeling like, I shouldn't be like this. Because, like, I think that's the beautiful thing is, like, nobody is all one thing.
Big facts.
The balance of the two sides is what enables you to move throughout life and do the dance. You know what I'm saying?
That's all we want to do is do the dance. But that's why you have to have that conversation and communication with somebody up front.
Yeah, right. I'm learning to dialogue more. And that's how I'm breaking the generational curses. And Elijah doesn't really see it so much because he's broken a lot of his generational curses. So
yeah, I don't sit back and have small dialogue talk with my family.
So when I do it with him, he gets triggered and he doesn't realize that's me healing at that moment.
Big facts. Okay. And now Mahatma has made me aware of it. And now that I'm aware of it, now I can go into her generational curses and cut them the way I cut them. Like, because I deal with the ancestors and I deal, like, Like, I deal with people's grandmas and people's great-grandmas and grandpas. Like, a lot of people feel the familiarity of our ancestors and their ancestors in our presence.
Okay.
So because I can speak to that, like, when I start diving into social media and I start talking, they feel their ancestors speaking through us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, like, I had to get triggered in those moments because most people won't trigger me. Most people cannot make me do what I don't want to do.
Gotcha.
I surrendered to Mahatma's emotional energy unconsciously within the first 3 days of being around her. I was like, I give you permission to suggest me to do whatever you desire. Unknowingly that she's a super suggester. Super suggester. And it's powerful when someone knows, because we're in a divine feminine energy. Mm. So my divine feminine sees that and is aware of it, and we communicate.
Okay.
So like, that's huge. And she's surrendered to my energy. So when it's not even our direct energy, it's our mission and the magnitude of our mission's energy. So everyone you come across right now, because you vibe the way you vibe, they're gonna have potential. They all have it, but it's how much work that have they done so far.
Right.
Marjorie Mahatma was actually doing work. Marjorie was doing work before the concussion, and Mahatma was born after the concussion. Okay. Like when July 11th. Yeah, July 11th is of this year was the first time she like literally started moving around after being bedridden for a whole year.
Wow. Okay.
So like when she say that, I'm like, nah, I don't see that. Like, I see this dope ass being using her powers and abilities playing her flute, but in the midst of it, like, I couldn't see that because I wasn't around her all the time, and now I see it. Right. And when we can communicate it, I was like, I believe it somewhat now, but we're still healing.
Okay.
So that's the biggest thing with partnerships, bro. And I give everybody that shit. And I'm glad you're aware of it is how your business partnerships, because how you do anything is how you do everything.
Right.
Like, and I know, like I said, you may be a secret person, but nothing is secret now.
Yeah.
Learning how to be able to tell your stories and their stories in those now moments matter more than anything.
Yeah. That's facts.
Yeah. And what I learned breaking into myself was that, because I was always great at what I was, who I was being before I really reawakened into my consciousness and spirituality. But what I realized was I was being half of my abilities just to allow other people to feel comfortable.
That's big.
And that was until holding me back from being able to allow people to meet Mahatma, because Mahatma has always been here, but I was current telling it so much that Mahatma wasn't coming out.
Gotcha.
And it was siphoning away my energy. Mm. So the second I realized that was happening, I was like, oh no, this was definitely not my intention. And mind you, this is after I've already completed my bachelor's degree in accounting. I've been working in an accounting office in corporate for over 10 years already.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, I was only going that route so that I could show Mahatma to people and they could see something to stand on. And I was going that way thinking that was my stance.
Likewise. Mm. Likewise. When you take that corporate route, I went over 13 years in corporate America and holding space and breaking their rules and shit.
So I've learned the stance is learning your over, your inner, and your understanding.
Okay.
That's the stand that you stand on.
What do you mean by that?
Your overstanding, right? You gotta know your overstanding of the situation, your macro and your micro, right? And then you gotta know that inner self. So like the overstanding is on the simplest accounts. Like we all know that we're gonna go through puberty.
Right.
You can't take that away from no one. You can't say you're not gonna get into your 17. You can't even wish that on someone.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then the inner understanding is that you know that you're the only one that's going to experience your puberty.
Right.
And you're only going to be able to articulate it to people. They're not going to be able to see it. Not until it physically manifests. Like once your voice changes.
Right.
And they start seeing these things. But you're already experiencing puberty hitting before they actually see the manifestation. So the understanding of it is that everyone accepts it around that age, like, oh, he's going through puberty. Like, oh, he's going through something. We automatically accept that's understanding.
Okay.
The overstanding. Things that we cannot take away. We know that we're going to die. Mm. That's the overstanding. The understanding is accepting it.
the understanding is knowing how to live through that, though.
Gotcha.
Without the fear. Like, the same thing, like, the world is changing. Like, I like how you said puberty, because we're going, the world has been sleep.
Going through its puberty.
Bro, like, I'm we're spiritual. The lowest title I'll take in this realm is prophet. Okay. That's the lowest title that you can fucking call me. And that's 100%. And that's messenger of the God bringing this message.
Right.
So in the midst of that, I don't claim to be no one's next Messiah, the Son of God. I claim to be a man that had been put to sleep, and now I'm awoken.
Mm-hmm.
And I come around people that are asleep right now, and they come into us, and if they're coming to us, they're ready to wake up.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, because if I'm speaking my truth, that's the thing about really diving in with my mental health and my mindfulness. I figured out what I like.
Right.
I figured out how to align my shit, and when somebody say some shit, oh nah, like my energy about it, nah, I'm good. and now being able to be around another divine that can stay calm. Mm. The only reason my self sabotage didn't work is because she remained calm.
Gotcha.
That's why I said if you're with somebody that may not be on your same level of understanding, we're gonna always attract what we are.
Right.
That's the law of vibration.
Right.
So and if you don't. I had to learn that I knew I had flaws. Mm. And I had to appreciate my flaws. And in the midst of that, I'm going to attract someone with strengths to my flaws, or they may be further along with my flaws, but they're going to reflect back to me my flaws because they're my reflection.
Right.
So it's very big right now to have that understanding of that. We're becoming an awoken man. Mm. It's not about a black man or a white man or a yellow man. So in the midst of that, combining the human race into a human race, it takes a lot of work, and there's a lot of paradigms that's being broken.
Right.
There's a lot of triggers that's happening. All at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, black by the tree. Go ahead.
Nah, it's all good, bro. You are. I was looking through, like,
through the tree.
Bro, it was a dope shot.
I was looking like a photographer, like, let me get it through here.
Yo, you're looking at, like, even you looking at, like, our goal, honestly, bro, and I want to be 1,000. I share people shit that means something to me. I don't ever share shit just to share it.
Okay.
And you've paid attention to the fact that we've shared and kept a connection with you. And every time I came around you, I was like, bro, I know it's something we're supposed to do.
Right.
But I always have a vibration that wasn't able to help me establish my foothold.
Okay.
And I had to overcome my codependency.
Okay.
So in the midst of getting to this point, I'm like, bro, we definitely all are aligned in what we need to do. And we just have to stay attached to our groups.
Right.
We have to stay. Like, that's why I created that Magnetic Minds group. Right now, we're about to create an ICE group called Intentional, Contrast, and Comparable.
Okay.
And that's because we are getting the understanding of the contrasting situations that's going on and providing solutions. So, and the solutions in the form of joint ventures or collaborative projects that's maybe music or collaborative video projects. And this is with people all over the world.
Right.
That's what G-Force was initially for. We do these 20 episodes. We about to launch season 2 August 5th. We launch in season 2 where, like, we're taking it up to the next level.
Okay.
So when we are, one, I know that we want to sit down and have a business meeting with you about film and actually partnering with 123 Agency to actually edit some of our first season, because our first season footage is dope, but we do need a professional touch with it.
Gotcha.
Okay. So the Mahatma was introduced to you because she handles the production management stuff. I just have to make the connections for it.
Gotcha. Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So in understanding that, and we vibed out, like, this is learning, building rapport, and win-win shit.
Right.
And when you understand that, it's not like you're taking advantage. You're asking for what you want. And they're like, all right, I fucks with that. That's what I want too.
Right.
Like, you say that shit, I'm humbled and honored, bro, that you ask God, and God always be letting me know, like, yeah, I'm following my obedience.
Dude, that's it.
Facts.
Like, I don't be knowing anything. And I've accepted that. Like, if I was that smart, you know what I'm saying? I would be.
Yo, you're very intelligent, and that's what even accepting. You're very intelligent, but we don't know everything.
Right.
Like, but what we do know, we know.
Right.
Like, you knowing how to tap into that aspect of prayer. My grandma said prayer is the power to penetrate all problems. Mm-hmm. I got a problem right now. Do you need to go to the restroom?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead. Go to the restroom.
Yeah. I was cutting my hair, so don't mind the sink.
And thanks for being 100.
No, I'm not.
Yo, she's one of the fellas, bro. She's a gamer. Like, and she has mad guy friends, right? And they all, for the most part, intimidated by my energy. And I felt it all, bro.
For real?
Yes. Hell yeah.
What you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? Well, like,
how you figure they were intimidated?
Oh, they energy shifted. Like, all right. For instance, one of her stories that we just wrapped up a chamber. It was one of her male friends that she'd been with for several years. Mm-hmm. And in the midst of that, he saw what we were doing on social media. And he got excited to start pursuing what they had been talking about. Okay. So when we got in there and their energy, he used magic as well. Okay. So he flattered me into like wanting to say that he wanted to work with me, which is super dope. Because I like flattery. I like, but I can see it. He was getting close to me so it could be close to her.
Gotcha.
So, okay. Yeah, but I'm okay with the openness. Like, I'm not her property. I have jealousy issues, though. So, like, I told you, knowing yourself is everything. Right. So, I felt those jealousy moments coming up, but I also knew we were creating villages. She didn't tell me exactly that their extent of their messing with, but I can feel the energy of it.
Gotcha.
So, we got put into a situation where they wanted a threesome, and I was like, nah, I'm good, bro. But because like it wasn't all her energy. Like I can tell when other energies is there. Right. But those are the spiritual and not just spiritual, but mature moments that you have to have. That's just on the higher extent. But on the lower extent, you tell how they engage with when you say you're going on tour, or you can tell how they engage when you come around and take their energy. I have to reassure them. Like we only got a contract for the next 6 months. We've done this before. We understand we're soul flames, but she's introducing me to you because she want us to all build together.
Right.
She's letting me know that you're part of her village.
Right.
And I'm like, I see that and feel that no matter if you say it or not.
Okay.
So that level of understanding, because wrap all that shit up, he talked to her last night. We just made some gratitude rocks and he wants to now get an RV. Like we're raising funds for RV. So instead of looking at it like he's trying to just do what we're doing, that most people see it, that's where the lower man and the lower unawakened self, unconscious individual would think. But no, our influence has influenced him enough to start dreaming about us and our tour. And in that understanding, he's helping us manifest the tour in the RV that we desire.
Got you. Because his energy's
Energy going towards it.
Okay.
And we're actually doing it. Right. So to close that chamber of it, I talked to him last night. He called right after a dope ass healing session because he feel it. Like it's like beepers.
Yeah. Like, he's live right now.
He is? Hey, and that's why I'm talking about him. So just understanding that it goes really, really far. And we got to see that up close and personal. Like that was one of our first biggest hurdles because her affinity and commitment to him didn't allow her to see where I was in a state of panic. I was in a state of self-sabotage. I like similar to where I was sitting before, like I was in that mode and I almost got victim to whatever was going on.
Okay.
But in the midst of it, we got to see one, how fun her world can be. Cause that let me know like, yo, she's down to go. But in the midst of it, being intentional with it, because that opens up a portal to a lot of crazy shit.
Yes.
So we talked yesterday and I let him know like, yeah, I felt your energy, bro. Like, he's like, oh, you could feel it through the... Yep, absolutely. We all play with magic. Just like I felt your energy that day. So just letting you know, like, our energies is intertwined when you threw that out there. I'm always connected to you. And the moment I mentioned that, he's like, yeah, y'all gonna be up later? I'm like, yeah, we gonna be up. Oh, nah, we actually about to go to sleep. We had a long day of energy work. So it's... But you feel the core getting pulled back in that conversation. It's no beef, but we are out here getting an understanding.
Yeah.
Like you could be a part of this shit, bro. Like, but you have to you have to act right. You have to have and that's the same thing with females. You notice I'm about to have a child with Trinity. She could be a part of this, bro. But she got it pregnant and decided that I was hers. I'm like, no, that was never the case. And I used to always feel her uneasy energy when you see I'm around a lot of females.
Yeah.
A lot of dope females.
Right.
So like her energy would come out. He asks for examples of how people can feel, like how I can tell your friends or family or how you can tell my friends or family energy is not really fucking with us. But they are fucking with us because it's just like if you refer somebody. If I refer Terry to be like, look, I'm not a female or the female in a divine masculine. I'm not that. But if you talk to her, regardless of you, how you feel about us, our time that we're spending together, it can help us. When people negate that shit, they don't want to be a part of the mission no more.
Right. I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? Because I'm like, we got to put our personal shit aside.
The ego.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I love my ego. I love seeing other people's ego. But when some spiritual shit is down to go, like, that shit got to chill.
Right.
That's huge. And that's what we ran into with her, with the party that we're talking about. Like, we ran into ego, and I'm like, yo, I got a huge ego. Let's go.
Ain't backing down for nobody.
No, for what? I've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
So, but I got going. This is the biggest thing for all men. I want to be 1,000 because I know you got a 3 o'clock. We're going to wrap this up.
They probably be late.
All right, go, cool.
He's here. The other guy is here.
Ethan's here?
Yes,
or Vine?
He just walked up.
Yeah.
I'm going to let him ever fail.
Hey, she tuned in.
I see it. He just texted me, too.
Look, yo, she on her shit, bro. Powers.
I felt him.
Yeah, like, because even the engagement, like I said, Vine tried extremely hard to keep his attention, energy in the shape. That's why he had left
his
stuff
energy
in.
Wanted to stay.
I know he should have, but he had to find out how to communicate it. He wanted to be invited in. He didn't know what it was. He felt the severity of it.
Plus, he already honored. He said something that he wanted to do.
Big facts.
It's like, nah, you should honor me.
I just made my commitment.
Yeah, it's all about honoring me. So,
dear our people. Dear our people.
Our freedom matters.
Our freedom is the most important Welcome back, man. But like, that's all I want to have conversations about. That's all we really want to talk about is those discomfortable conversations. Mm. Like there's discomfortable conversations about money. There's discomfortable conversation about healthcare. Like, we don't wear the mask because like we care about what our body's telling us.
Right.
And like we have a choice. We've gone into several places and we've gotten kicked out of several places. But we also understand that there's something bigger going on. To the caring or the submissiveness of a people that surrender to just mass jargon about something that's actually doing damage to help you in something that protects you from something that is fearful.
Yeah. And it's also not a solution.
Yeah, so it's not at all. So it's like, I'm like, y'all couldn't think of a better solution.
It's like
y'all,
a band-aid to a gunshot.
It's the worst band-aid ever. So, but like, they go so hard to increase the laws around it, which that's only mentally keeping people safe, or mentally keeping people in a bondage. Because once they start rolling out the vaccine aspect of it, like, that's the difference where, like, this global shit that was created was all created for money movements. So it's just like, in the midst of the money movements, also, they didn't know that the world needed to chill.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, it's not the fear of everything shutting down. It's the way everything shut down, and now that everybody getting this self-awareness and tuning into themselves, they got to look at, yo, I'm not really want to be in this relationship. I really got an eating problem. It's now you got time to not run on a hamster wheel. You got time to really look at yourself.
I hated my job. I hated this. It's like, why am I doing this? I could really do whatever I want to do.
And the way that the world shut down, they wasn't prepared for enough of us to provide solutions. Mm-hmm. The only difference that we got different from Malcolm and Martin is that we control our media.
Right.
We control our media. We control our money. Right. We control, like, and we're in a global economy. Mm-hmm. It wasn't global before.
Right.
So it's like now, like, that's one of the main reasons. I told you, bro, like, I've been very admirable of and adoring what you've been doing. Like, it's...
Appreciate it, bro.
And the fact that, though, that you're about to go international is going to make the shit even amazing though.
Yeah. It's like, man, I was telling my friend earlier, like, so the 123 Agency literally was born just to give me credibility for coaching. Because coaching was always what I really like, right? I feel like I'm great at... Like, everybody has skills, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you learn skills to make a living. But they don't always correlate with your passion.
Big facts.
They might bolster it or help it, but they're not the same. So, for me, like, videography, film, it's a skill I learned to bolster my passion, which is coaching and educating.
There you go.
So, yeah. It's like...
Edutainment at the highest.
Yeah. So, it's like, man, the move to Africa is really just going to force me to, like, I have to do this shit. There's no other option.
Big fan.
I'm not trying to set up a videography company there. I'm trying to be the person online just sharing with the world.
Oh, yeah. And, you know what I'm saying? And the world is ready for it now. That's another thing. I call it the plague of the mindset. Mm. Because, like, just talking about the vaccines and the economic aspect of it, one of the first things I say when I walk in the door, our people have to learn how to make money now.
Right.
The fact that, like, coaching, consulting, we're counselors. That industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. And Zooms and webcasting is something that people with money and access have been utilizing for the past few years.
Right. We just getting on. We just figuring it out.
Exactly.
Well, actually, I can say we because you've been doing it.
I've been doing it for a while. I've been aligned with it. But like you said, bolstering our purpose and dharma. I just told you, I'm not accepting nothing less than a profit. And I walk around, I go, and I tell you that. And it rubs a lot of people lovely, and it rubs them some uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And like, I like to have the lovely conversation, but I love to have the discomfortable conversation.
Right.
Because in that moment, we are able to see what's really happening, what's really transpiring. Why did we cross paths? Mm-hmm. Why did you say that? Why did you feel that way?
Right.
So, like, you are a coach, bro. You are a teacher. I'm teaching and coaching every time I go online. We're right. definitely teaching every time we're engaging with somebody.
Yeah. Right.
That's the key to the spiritual path. It's like, yeah, I went through this process. I showed it. Now I got the blueprint. Now I must share it.
Right.
So it's the perfect timing for it, but you have to believe in it, because if you believe it's gonna fucking fail, like, yeah, you're gonna run across a couple roadblocks, but you've overcame many roadblocks.
I don't ever believe anything's gonna fail.
Bruh, yeah. That's lit. That's lit, bro. That's like, lit.
Cause I know it's bigger than me. Cause yeah. I don't be sitting around thinking like, what should I do? It just be like, Will. It's like the universe, like, nigga. Do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, after a while, I'm like, okay, I got you.
I got you.
So at that point, it's bigger than me. I can't really, nothing I do can fail because it's not me. I don't really have, like, I don't know. I never really was, like, the kid that would wake up and be like, I want to do this when I grow up. It would just always be like, what feels right in this moment? Mm-hmm. And I would just do it.
So why educating?
Because it feels right. It always feels right. Like, that's what brings me the most joy, is being able to go through stuff. Because, as you know, I'm really calm and, like, I don't
one of the most calm individuals I came around.
Yeah. It's like I don't get rattled by stuff. So I feel like I get put in situations where I can learn shit that might rattle most people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's my, I don't want to say job, but it's like almost like.
Your duty?
It's your
my
duty.
Yeah, it's my duty to share that because I can go through it without getting too fucked up.
Hey,
yeah.
Yes. I'll carry this load. I'll carry this blunt load.
It's your purpose.
Yeah. And it feels good because it's like people really appreciate it. You know, everybody wants to feel appreciated, want to feel like they're doing something purposeful. And it's like when you can do something purposeful that people appreciate and you can see the progress, you can see the change you're making from like one person. You impart something into one person and then they go and change their whole circle with that information you get. You already know.
But no, but I know even, I do know. And that is the power of operating in your truth. But it's also the power of, like I said, remaining calm. A lot of us haven't been taught how to master our emotional body or steps to raise our emotional body, that when people start depleting our shit because we out here being superheroes. Like, So it's like, and then you need, one of the biggest things I've learned is that coming across other superheroes, you got to give them their superhero bars when they're there. Mm. You have to give them their flowers while they're there.
Right.
So when they do go out and they receive something, they're, one of the things a lot of people tell me is like, I always, when I'm down, they be like, yo, I always hear mindset in my head saying, I love myself. Yeah. I say, I love. So if you can do that, because you're a musician and you're very melodic and you're very calm, we learn through rhythm and repetition. Mm-hmm.
True. So never thought about it like
it
that.
It speaks to the subconscious, bro. Mm-hmm. So you being able to take your passion, that's why I do edutainment. Like, you saw my skill increase over time. And it felt good. Like, now I just get in flow. Now I just get in flow and I have fun. I don't give a fuck about the words. Like, I care more about the feeling of the flow. Like, this guy right here.
What up, Drake? What up, Drake? God, bro, put the camera down. I want a real hug, bro. I ain't seen you in some time. You gonna try to elbow that me?
It will. Yeah.
Evan, Ethan. Ethan, this is my hot love. My hot love, this is Ethan.
Much love and life.
It's over there on the
wall. Ah, good to see, bro. Give me at least 10 seconds, bro.
Yo, I had talked about you before I came over here, and they was like, yo, Ethan's coming over here now. I'm like, fuck, I ain't even see him in some shit, so lit. Yo, we wrapping up this podcast now, interviewing this great guy.
Oh, this dude right
here? Yeah, man. Or, you know. Ethan is the major film director, bro. Like, congrats on your KD like job. He did RVA Spike. Yeah. But he's also the CEO and owner of clothing lines, and also the CEO and owner of IndieTube. Shout out to IndieTube and its reemergence, bro.
Right.
Reemergence. I took it down for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that it's coming back up, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I was seeing your message. You good?
But yeah, man. So like, even in understanding that, like, it's all about the tribe and building out the team together, everyone achieves more. But it's the team that understands it's bigger than the physical. It's way more than the physical, and we have to learn how to heal the people that are around us. Even like how you said, you sparking one person to do something. If you spark them with half of the, like, Morpheus gave Neo the choice of red or blue pill.
Right.
Instead of saying, bro, put these shits together and have it purple pill.
Right.
Because you were going to go, he went in and out of the matrix anyway. But people have to go back into the matrix so that they can heal. They can heal. They can be there for their children. Mm-hmm. And they can be there for their loved ones because they have that obligation. Mm-hmm. Like, my detachment from the third dimensional reality in my family, I feel that shit every day. Okay. But it fuels my ability to have them the way I want to have them. Like, I should have them Diddy status because the lowest thing that I accept is profit.
Gotcha.
But I'm not on Diddy status because I had to go through understanding how to break away from the way society thinks a profit should be paid.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Like, people think I'm just a social media motivator or this. Nah, I think I'm a prophet. Like, I have had people open up their house. They give cars. That's why we're in the process now of acquiring this RV. It's not if we're going to get the RV. It's when the people seeing it, just going to write the check. Yeah, y'all need this RV.
Right.
So that's this type of mindset. And like, yo, that's definitely the type of mindset that you have. You're going to be a great fucking coach and counselor, bro. Like, and just to wrap it back into your music, that's how people learn.
You've been saying music for years, too.
Yes.
And definitely. I still haven't put it. Every time I see you, be like, yo, when you going to drop your song? When you gonna drop the music, Will? When you gonna drop it?
But you integrate it within your film. Now it has to have its own creative lane that's integrated into your education as well. Right. And the only reason I share that with you because I watch how people respond to your music and I watch how they respond to my music. Most people respond to my music very interestingly. Mm-hmm. And because I'm on my own beat, you're on your own beat as well, but you know the beat of the masses. Okay. Because you have a music understanding. Does that make sense?
The poetry.
So that, yeah, I called my homie early. I said he's a songstress. You a songstress, bro. You can harmonize, bro. You can tell. So like, I don't gas. I definitely highlight the truths. Yo, and it's funny that Ethan's in here on the podcast because my brother and I interviewed Ethan like 4 or 5 years ago.
That's been a long run, bro.
2016, my nigga. I was in a whole different marriage. I had 2 less kids. Yep. It's like, bruh, it's been a while, man.
Man, that's crazy.
That's one of the classic, but that's why we're documenting our shit. Like, but I was talking about Malcolm and Martin. They didn't have control of that. Right. We have control of it now.
Right.
So it's no excuse for us to stay the way that we are.
Mm-hmm.
So any last
that's
words,
what my
tell them.
There's
no excuse. Tell them how they can link with you on your social platforms and also how they can support 123 Agency.
Okay, so it's Will Royer on Facebook and IG. Also, www.the123agency.com for any digital media, whether it's video, mostly video. And yeah, just connect with me. And a lot of cool stuff coming soon. Africa will probably be coming soon in the next month.
Definitely. Gang, gang, gang.
So yeah, look for some new content from the motherland coming soon.
Ja. Before we get off, I appreciate it, man. Definitely go support this amazing, amazing creator. He has amazing mind, and his vibe is so damn mellow, bro. And thanks for the four agreements. Mahatma, do you have anything, any last words before we exit? Dear our people,
stay empowered and always create a thought for inclusion, not separation.
Cha. Yeah, bars.